99.3 The Vine. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. As promised, live in studio with me right now, our young hero, Travis Risley. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for getting up this morning. I know today's your day off, right?
Uh-huh.
So Travis is riding from Oregon to the Mexican border. His mission is to support the fallen police officers and their families. His dad, Dan, is here. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Dan's been riding along with him. Pull the mic in, Dan. Get in
all
there
right.
Close. We want to hear you. So you've been riding alongside Travis the whole way.
Yeah, I'm following him as
Are you support. Chase Van?
Yeah, so to speak. Say Chase Van.
Chase Van, Chase Truck.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So how far have you got in so far, Travis?
I'm 371 miles into a 1,000-mile journey.
Into a 1,000-mile journey. Okay, and the goal is to raise $10,000, right?
Yes.
So how are we doing?
We are a little over halfway there, but, you know, we're just waiting for
But you're only 300 miles in.
Yeah.
You're not even halfway there.
Yeah.
Right?
So we'll pick up some more donations, and that's what it's for. It's for the families of fallen peace officers.
Exactly. So are you getting a lot of support from police officers on your way down?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Each day it's just something new, something that that I don't know about that they've been texting my dad about.
Right.
You know, the escorts are extremely helpful and we're extremely thankful for, or even just them showing their support and, you know, meeting them.
Right. Good heart and articulate. Nice job, Dan.
Yeah.
Good boy. Nice. Well, my friend, Officer Mark, has brought in a few of his friends this morning. Mark, grab Dan's mic for a second.
Good morning again, Bob.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Two days in a row.
We must have some important stuff going on. I can't believe I've had more officers in my room at one time. Do we have another officer show up outside? Look at that. Bring them in. Let's fill it up. So, Mark, tell everybody who's supporting Travis this morning. Who'd you bring in with
okay,
you?
Okay, first off, I've got Officer Rob Jessel. He was here yesterday with me.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Always good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
We have our lieutenant of the Napa CHP, Ken Roberts.
Morning, Ken. Brought the big boss. He's got the bars.
Big guns.
Feel important, Travis. Yeah. Boss is here.
We have Supervisor Ryan Gregory.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, our supervisor. Sharing the love. Look at that.
Yeah. We have Dave Sampson.
Morning, Dave.
Morning.
Thanks for coming.
And Officer Jonathan Bigelow just snuck in.
Just snuck in there on the wire.
Exactly.
So what does this mean to you guys? Because look how important it is. Yesterday you were telling me, you gotta get this kid Travis. And I said, he's booked tomorrow.
Yeah, real good, yeah.
So apparently pretty important.
Yeah, this is huge for us. Any time that we can get support for any of the fallen officers' families, in the state of California, it's huge for everybody because we're all one big family. We may wear different uniforms. We may have different positions. We may have different locations in the state, but we all are a one family. And when one of us goes down, we all feel it.
Yeah. Well, and we're one community. Trying to
exactly.
Point like we try and point out to everybody, we shop at the same store.
We do.
You just don't know it because your superhero outfit's not on.
Exactly.
But these are your neighbors. Travis, you're doing a beautiful thing here, man. Does it make you feel good?
Oh, yeah. Just when we went through Fort Bragg 2 days ago, there were people lined up on the streets cheering me on. And it
really?
I had a smile on my face the whole time. My cheeks hurt after. So
I can see that. I just got goosebumps when you told me that one.
So, hey, we don't go that. Okay. Yeah, so it's the support that we've been getting is just amazing. It makes me really realize what I'm doing.
It's a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to change your life forever.
Oh, yeah.
Doing something like this.
This is going to be the highlight of my life.
Well, you're just getting started, man. Look what you've done at 16. Well, we'll see what you do at 18. Dan, you've been getting a lot of love up and down the state. Tell us a little bit about how much your phone's been ringing.
So we get on the bike every morning between 6:30 and 7, and even with his long rides, we've been ending usually around noon before 1 o'clock. By the time we get settled into a hotel by 2 or 3 in the afternoon, my phone's on fire. And I'm on the phone from probably 3 in the afternoon till 9 at night, just on the logistics side. And the support that I'm getting, I mean, even now, all the way down into the King City area, we have to go inland. I've been contacted by chiefs, deputy chiefs, from agencies, all the way almost down to the middle of California by
even
now.
From some towns you're not even going through, they're calling you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're staying in Redwood City tomorrow night. We're actually not going through that city, and they've already reached out to us. So we're going to make some arrangements to make sure that we contact them. They want to meet Travis. So this is Travis's journey. It's his thing. But, you know, we're realizing as we go down how much this is touching other people and other agencies. And we just want to make sure that everybody that wants to be included is included.
So let's get to that. How can people get included? How can they help? How can they get in? How can we all throw some money in the pot here and help Travis get to the goal?
The best thing that we could do for Travis to support him is go to the CAMemorial.org and click on Travis's Trek, and there's a link on there to donate. There's also a link to the Facebook page. We have followers on Facebook. I was talking to my oldest son the other night, and we were on the phone for a couple minutes, and he said, hey, the time we were talking, Travis had 17 new followers just in that time. So it's a little overwhelming, but very humbling on that end.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful thing. And it shows how we all come together as a community, doesn't it? Makes you feel good. Makes me feel good, Travis. So you got to feel really good.
Oh, yeah.
So how long do you think it's going to be till you hit the border?
It's going to be 15 days total of riding with 3 rest days. So we plan on ending on July 24th if there aren't any major setbacks.
Just stuff happens along the way. So good. So you're looking for it. So will you do me a favor? Come back when you get done.
Oh, yeah.
And tell us how we did. Dan,
yeah,
good
absolutely.
Deal. All right, so give them the address again to go ahead and get some money in here.
It's CAMemorial.org. CAMemorial.org. It's the California Peace Officer Memorial Foundation.
Wait a minute. I'm getting all sore. Hold on. I think something's going down. Should we give somebody a mic, Mark?
Yeah, we need to get
swing this mic around. Watch us. Swing it. It'll swing all the way around. Grab it.
Hey there. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How are you guys?
So what's up, Dave?
Well, really inspired by a phone call. A bunch of my great friends are peace officers, and some of them are in this room right here. So my business partner, myself, and Steve Reynolds of Reynolds Family Winery and Ryan Gregory wanted to give $1,000 today to you guys.
Thank you so much.
And I think there's more coming, but right now we're going to write you a check for $1,000, and just really amazing for a young man like you to be doing something so meaningful. I'm inspired and happy to donate. So.
Wow.
Same for each of us.
Travis is saying thank you. He doesn't have a mic right now. He's losing his mind.
That's all right. I'm going to hand it over to you because it's all about you. But the check's easy to write, buddy.
Look at that. What a beautiful moment. Huh, Dan? Look at you. Got a little red on that one, didn't you? Look at you. See that? The love is in this room. Everybody's got the goosebumps. Travis, nice job, man.
Thank you.
Look at that. Local love from our local family right there. Uh-huh. We are one big family. Just remember, peace officers, they're our neighbors. All they do is keep us safe. So keep them safe while they're out there. Look, they're keeping an eye on Travis. It's actually writing of the check right now. There's literally check writing going on in here. It's
so
a beautiful moment.